WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump has commuted the sentence of former New York Republican Congressman George Santos and ordered his immediate release from prison. CBS's Peter King.
In a social media post, President Trump called Santos a rogue, and although the now former GOP congressman was convicted of fraud, Trump writes that what a Democratic senator did was worse when he lied about his service in Vietnam. Trump wishes Santos good luck and, quote, have a good life.
Santos had written Trump a letter begging for a commutation. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Clearly, the president wanted to put that message out there that while Santos might not have been the best individual, but that he somehow deserves a second chance with this commutation that the president announced today.
Santos was expelled from Congress, then sent to federal prison after pleading guilty to charges of fraud and identity theft. He was sentenced in April to 7 years. He's been in a minimum security prison camp since late July. CBS News Special Report. I'm Chris.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is working to get back unemployment benefits to applicants following a federal court ruling. Lisa Hale reports.
The department announced Tuesday a recent order will allow people to get both unemployment benefits and Social Security disability payments. A 2013 law passed under then-Governor Scott Walker prevented Wisconsinites from getting both benefits at the same time. But the August ruling found that to be unconstitutional under the Americans with Disabilities Act. DWD is reaching out to people who may be affected, including those who were denied unemployment because of disability benefits or had it terminated because they went onto benefits.
How did Wisconsin end fiscal year 2025? Joanne Krulotz has the answer.
The Evers administration has announced the state ended fiscal year 2025 with a positive ending balance of $4.6 billion in the general fund, the state's main checking account exceeding previous estimates by over $265 million. Additionally, the state's rainy day fund, also known as the budget stabilization fund, increased to approximately $2 billion. This is the largest balance in the rainy day fund in state history, which has grown by over $1.6 billion under Governor Evers' leadership, more than six times what it was at the end of fiscal year 2018. According to the Department of Administration, notably, the six largest ending general fund balances in state history have all occurred in the six full fiscal years that Governor Evers has been in office.
The new annual fiscal report released by DOA, which covers fiscal year 2025 that ended on June 30th, is available on the DOA's website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio has had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay, so I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game four is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe an evening storm, partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, we're looking for a mostly sunny sky, highs in the low 70s. Then chances for showers and storms return Saturday night, clearing out for Sunday, high mid-50s. It's 71 right now.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a very disconcerting and busy news and sports weekend. We will sit down and discuss it all with our friend and colleague of Matt Nair on Air, Jay and Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitler.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, hey! Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Mountain of muscle. I'm trying to get there. Trying to work out.
You got this.
You think so?
You got this.
Oh, this woman, this poor woman is walking by the station and she just had surgery and she started telling me all about it. It's like, she just walked by the window and I'm like, oh, I don't know if, please don't go into detail. Like she's kind of looked like she wanted to really share, you know? It's like, no. Just, I wish you well. Let's leave it. I don't want to hear about someone's surgery that I don't barely know. You know what I mean? Like if I know somebody, sure. Yeah.
You know, just stay away from the details.
Exactly.
I don't need to know where they went, where they put a knife in you.
Where they surgered. Hey, yeah. I'm Pete Chwaba. Great to have you with me tonight, wherever you're joining us from in the state, on this absolutely gorgeous fall summer day here in the state of Wisconsin. At least it's gorgeous in Green Bay. I'm sure it's gorgeous where you are. And if it wasn't, or if you had a crappy day, kick back, turn on the radio and kick your feet up and have some fun with us tonight. We're going to be talking about all the things we love, movies, TV, comedy, Wisconsin, music. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will make anyone transition into the weekends, will make anyone's transition into the weekend that much more joyous. She's so much fun to have on the show. She's here at 7:35, bringing new music and really fun conversation, typically. How do you know Terry? Do you know Terry's doing well? Is she having a good week?
I think so. Maybe not because of the Brewers, but...
Oh, that's right. She's never come on the show, though, and been grumpy, right?
No, I think even if the Brewers lose tonight, she'll still be...
That's just who she is. Yeah. But I will say this, the Brewers are not doing well, and Ace Frehley died, and she's a huge Kiss fan. So she might be in a bad mood. Well, we might have to cheer her up, but we'll do that. We could do that for our pal Terry Barr at 7:35. And then we've got at 6:35, the host of New Wisco Weekend, and she is the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief when it comes to news here at Civic Media. Lisa Hale will be here. We're going to talk about, well, she's watching a couple new shows that I want to talk to her about. And last time she was here, probably about 6 weeks ago, we talked about Dexter. And she's a huge Dexter fan. Like, she, literally, like, Lisa defines fandom. Because she's read the Dexter books, I think, more than once, the whole series. And she's seen all the shows. So, I'm done now, and I want to talk to Lisa about that. But we're also going to find out, she's been watching some scary movies, the new NCIS spinoff, and the new Matlock. So we'll talk to Lisa and find out what she's watching. Maybe she can give you something. Maybe she can give us a good referral. So that will be fun. Two great guests tonight. Serious girl power coming to you tonight on Nightlight. And as usual, on the other side of the glass is Conrad Krieger. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Any golf today?
No golf today. We had to do a couple things, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
Still, you know, still got some activity though, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So what, I wish it was outside.
What does a guy your age, though, do when you say got some things done? Like, you have a side hustle?
No. I had to record a couple different shows, you know?
Oh, that's right.
So
Jim Schmidt's show? Lean Local?
That was recorded earlier.
The sports.
Rational Revolution in the sports show. Make the Call tomorrow at 7 a.m. Also is now available on civicmedia.com.
Fantastic. You could really, you could pepper your whole weekend with great shows, too. See, the Civic Media programming does not stop come Friday night at 8 o'clock. You've got the Dr. Kristen Lierley show.
Yes.
You've got New Wisco Weekend. You and I are both contributors to that. We'll talk to Lisa about that. Now you've got Make the Call. Great sports show on the weekend, too, that Conrad's a part of. So.
And, you know, we had the other guys on the show the other week. So Parker Olson and Greg Anderson.
It was fun.
Of course, sports director Jimmy Cuska.
We did not have Jimmy on the show.
Yeah, well, he wasn't on, but he is on Make the Call.
You know, can we get Jimmy on next week? We haven't had him on in a long time.
You know, he is also a football coach, so he's been pretty busy. But I think maybe we could ask,
let's just see what he says. We got an opening, I think maybe Wednesday night, John. Keep that on the down low.
Okay.
So we'll do that. We'll talk to, we'll see if we can get Jimmy Cuskin. Anyway, check out all of those shows, folks, over the weekend. Great shows here at Civic Media, even through the weekend. So check them out. But listen, I haven't complained too much lately about driving in. No, be fair. I mean, listen, I'll be the first to admit, other drivers drive me bananas.
Yeah.
Today, I'm on Broadway in Green Bay. I'm almost here. I got a guy right on my tail. And he's got the no muffler, you know, obviously compensating for something. He's right on my tail. So I'm taking my time. I'm like, this guy can wait. I'm not going to pull up and tailgate the guy in front of me just to let this guy. So whatever. So I start to turn. I go to turn onto, what is it, Main Street out here. As I'm turning, this guy passes me on the right, which I was expecting him to do, but then weaves back in and passes the guy in front of me on the left and makes the left turn.
Really?
I was, okay, and here's where I'm going with this. Yeah, he's crazy. Here's the kind of guy you don't want to yell at if he's driving and he pulls a move like this. He's probably in his 60s or 70s, white hair, no shirt, rocking the moobs. That's man boobs for those of you scoring at home. And he just looked kind of crazy. His mouth was open in a weird way. Like this guy. And then he went like 60 miles an hour down Main Street. Where is this guy going without a shirt that he's in a hurry?
I don't know.
A mosh pit? Like to smoke some weed? Like what are you in such a... How are you that age without a shirt? And you're gunning it and you're risking other people's lives. Where are you going to? And if you have any ideas, folks, let me know where you think this guy was going. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'm just saying, like, I he's probably just crazy or was drunk. But the speeding I don't get. You're not wearing a shirt. Where are you in a hurry to?
Do you think he's just going grocery shopping?
I really got to get there. I need toilet paper in the world's worst way.
Now, if you're...
I need some dog food. What's he doing?
If you're a grocery store, do you let that guy in?
No. No shoes, no shirt, no service. I had a friend, my buddy Chris is a sheriff in Marinette County, and he was telling me about a guy who went into the grocery store and had a shirt on and had shoes on, and that was it. And he was prepared.
I get it. I get it.
When they said something, he's like, I got shoes. You have to... You know, maybe go the extra mile these days.
No shirt, no pants.
Yeah, that's an important one. I don't care if, I mean, ideally he's wearing a shirt and shoes. Anyway, that just really irritated me. But I'm not going to lip off, as we say here in Wisconsin, to that guy, because I think he might have been a little crazy. I just don't do anything anymore.
You just give him the thumbs up.
Yeah, well done, buddy. Get there. When I think back when I was younger and I actually flipped people off, like if they flipped me off or whatever, I'd give them the look. And now it's like, nope, I don't do it at all. Not taking the chance. You don't know who's, it's not worth it.
You know, I today I did give a thumbs up. I didn't flip off. I don't do that anymore. I used to when I was younger.
Did you really?
Yeah. But now, like it's just scary. You don't know who's on the other side.
You don't know.
But this guy, like, almost hit me because he didn't turn his left blinker on going into the left lane.
Ooh.
And I saw him. I'm like, I had to stop.
Right.
And then went to the right lane. And they started going really slow. And I just passed him. And I just give him a big thumbs up. Like, great driving, buddy.
Well done. You could go pro, sir. Hey, speaking of Ace Frehley and Terry Barr coming by tonight, that kind of ties in with our question of the night. So let's get to the nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
This will be a good one. What rock band or musician is really overrated? I can't believe it's taken me a year and a half, almost 2 years, to get to this question, because whenever I'm at an eatery, diner, you know, we hear bands all the time. We're like, you know, as you get older, you're just like, why is this band? Why did they take off? So let us know. Is there a rock band or a musician you think is really overrated? Let me know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a comment in the chat there. And give us a like or a follow if you're up for it, folks. As you're telling us what band you think is really overrated. Did you, let's you and I start in the
Yeah.
You go first, Con.
I said Taylor Swift.
Really?
I just don't get the appeal to her music. I never really liked it. Besides like one song.
So you're not a Swiftie.
I wouldn't say.
Wait, what's the song? I don't even know one of her songs. Oh, Shake It Off, I know.
It's the Romeo and Juliet, maybe, I think it's called.
I don't know. I don't know her music, but I like her. Is that weird? And not like,
I mean,
she's pretty. I'm not saying that. I'm saying like, I like that she takes control of her. I love what she did buying her music back. Very savvy. She seems cool. She gives a lot of her money away. I got no problem with Taylor
Swift. I'm not saying her as like a person I don't like. I'm just saying I don't like her music. And I think it's overrated.
Just defending one of my exes. Sorry. okay. That's a good one. I might get some pushback on this. Hall & Oates. And Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi's great, man. Just kidding. I only know one song.
No, they've got some nice songs. I'm not saying they weren't, but really it's mostly Hall & Oates. Because some of it, like Rich Girl, Your Kiss is on my list. They're so like simplistic. I don't know. Maneater's pretty cool. Anyway, I think they're very overrated. But let us know what you think, folks. We can have a discussion on this as the show goes on, as we often do here at Nightlight. Dave on the stream says Coldplay. I noticed somebody else said Coldplay too on the social media responses. And he says the Beatles. I don't get it. I get it. Might be joking too. But I think a lot of people lately are like, a friend of mine posted recently, the Stones are 10 times better than the Beatles. And that's a good take. I can go with that. But let us know what you think, folks. And this is fun. We've got a bar band Friday night and a music question, so you can't beat that. We've established Conrad does not like Taylor Swift. And
her music. You know, she's a great fit for Travis Kelce, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of... They are quite a pair, I will say that. He seems like a good guy. He's kind of obnoxious.
No, actually, I don't like the Chiefs at all.
Yeah.
But I don't mind Travis Kelce.
Yeah, same. That's a good take. I don't mind him or his brother. I think they're both entertaining. They both seem like good dudes. I like when I watch football and I see fire. Like whether it was Tom Brady or Travis Kelce. I like those guys. Or Caleb Williams even, or like Aaron Rodgers used to do. Jordan Love? Not fiery. Cool as ice, man. That guy.
Cool, calm, and cool.
He does not lose his cool.
No, he doesn't.
Which is probably good if you're his teammate. But as a fan, I like seeing some fire.
You know what's yesterday, Aaron Rodgers, after a touchdown, got tackled by his offensive lineman celebrating. And he got so mad at him. It was so funny.
Such a All right, we're coming back, folks. We'll read some of your texts, and I'm going to tell you a really cool story about Michael J. Fox. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's where
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapid Support over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapid Support at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. I've got a lot to watch this weekend.
You want to see anything?
I think I'm going to go see that movie Roofman, finally. I was going to see it last weekend, but it was so gorgeous, although now tomorrow's supposed to be 70 degrees outside.
I'm thinking about going outside and golfing tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day to do it. Sunday is supposed to rain. I'll probably go see the movie then if I can coordinate it with my my sports viewing. But yeah, I want to see that. I want to see The Lost Bus on Apple TV, that Matthew McConaughey movie about saving the kids. Have you seen that? Oh, you don't have Apple TV anymore.
Did that just come out?
A couple weeks ago, maybe, yeah.
No, and it got good reviews.
So I got that, Roofman. I do want to see One Battle After Another again. And I've got two episodes of Slow Horses to catch up on, which I'm very excited about. This is funny because your frame of reference, like Ben Reiser was on the show the other night. We were talking about One Battle After Another.
Yeah.
And there is a very funny scene where Leonardo DiCaprio, who's in a bathrobe and is a stoner, and 20 years later gets called into action by his revolutionary group and can't remember the password. So he's yelling at the guy. And he's stoned, and he's, like, just trying to do his best to get it together and help his daughter. And he's running on a rooftop following these skateboarders who are like, come follow us, we'll help you out. And then he falls off the roof, like, 35. It's really funny. And he kind of, they make it plausible, like, he kind of bounces off of something and falls down. But it's a really funny scene. And someone said that would have killed him. And I said, no, it wouldn't have, because I had a friend named Marty Miller in high school who fell 30 feet off a scaffolding on the stage. He was putting up a set decoration.
Oh my.
Building the set, and he fell and he only broke his wrist. Like,
wow.
It was painful, but I mean, you can fall from 6 feet and kill yourself if you land funny, you know? But
yeah. I mean, I landed weird when I was snowboarding and I barely got off the ground and I broke my clavicle almost in half. Like,
clavicle's such a fun.
Yeah, it really,
that's your collarbone, right?
It's the part, like, you know.
Mm. Yeah, that's that, and that's my point. Like, you can kill yourself at a much smaller altitude, but this was just reminding me of this horrible accident. This friend of mine. I'm glad I didn't see it because he was fine. 30 feet off his scaffolding, just broke his wrist.
I mean, that's some good luck right there.
I know. But I do want to see that again, and I might want to take Ben Reiser's advice and see it on a big, like a 70 millimeter screen if I can find something like that before it leaves. Let's get to some social media responses here on our question of the night, which is name a band that's really overrated or musician. I just asked that not in question form. What rock band or musician is really overrated in your opinion? Conrad said Taylor Swift. I say Hall & Oates. Rob Momartz. I like Rob. He was here the other.
Yeah.
Last week. A lot of fun getting to know Rob last week. He says Kanye West. Now that's interesting.
I'd say his older stuff is really great.
That's the same thing my son says. He's like, he was brilliant.
Now it's just garbage.
Oh, he's insane. Chris Anderson on social media says U2. Gotta disagree there. Thank you, Chris. Alan Whitebird says Kiss. We'll bring that up with Terry Barr. See what Terry has to say about that. Those might be fighting words, Alan, but I respect your opinion. I have to say, when it comes to Kiss, I think they had some great songs. They had a great gimmick. They didn't show their face for 10 years.
Didn't they just randomly show it in a music video?
I don't remember how it happened, to be honest with you, but I really like some of their songs. I mean, I know it was a gimmick, but Amanda Nimmer says Beastie Boys. I could go with that. I like two songs of theirs. Tony Lorino says Coldplay. Another Coldplay. Same as Dave on the stream. And then Chris Moreau, Civic Media's own. Also, U2. And Rich Vargas, Rush. All right. We are off to a great start here. Some of these are outstanding. I saw this I saw this book. Michael J. Fox has a new book out. How would you like to be the guy who was fired from Back to the Future as the lead actor? Eric Stoltz, a great actor, played Rocky in Mask, was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, was in a couple of the John Hughes films, maybe Pretty in Pink or one of those films. Really good career. He's had a great career. I don't think he's starving by any means, but he was the guy. He was Marty McFly, and Robert Zemeckis fired him. And I don't know why. I do remember reading that a long time ago, but in Michael J. Fox's book, he reveals that he reached out to Stoltz and said, hey, I'd just like to talk to you. This is like 20 years after. I'd just like to talk to you, but if you tell me to take a hike and shut up and never want to see me, I totally get that too. But they met, and Michael J. Fox had nothing but great things to say about Eric Stoltz. I'm sure Eric Stoltz was like, yeah, I would have rather not have been fired and made millions of dollars in residuals plus the salary, although they probably paid him and sent him on his way. And they had to increase the budget on Back to the Future by $3 to $4 million, this article said, because Michael J. Fox was more expensive at the time. He was on Family Ties. But I just think that's such a cool story. Like, I've always liked Eric Stoltz. And Michael J. Fox said that the response he got from Eric Stoltz was like, no, he goes, I'm glad you reached out. Let's get together. And they finally did. And now they're friends. And it's really cool. But how would you, I mean, I don't know if I could ever let that go.
Yeah, that's, I mean, he's had some other movies at least. It's not like,
yeah,
it was his only one.
No, and he was in Pulp Fiction too, actually. We got a Pulp Fiction clip, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
All right, so maybe we'll fire that up tonight too. It's not with Eric Stoltz though, but it is a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is here at 7:30, and Lisa Hale will be here after the news. We're going to talk. I finally finished Dexter and some of the spinoffs. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about what she's watching, the new NCIS, the new Matlock. Kathy Bates is brilliant. We'll talk with Lisa about that. We'll read some of your texts. We got all kinds of stuff going on here tonight at Nightlight. You're not going to want to miss it. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I was tired of fighting fate. Time to douse those flames. I learned that first look, fire is only three desire. And my heart shivers and I'm shaking off this rust. Songs out the clouds are breaking up. Took some time, but I realize I don't deserve being.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin State Legislature has approved a proposed bill that would require public school boards to generally ban students from...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Looking, shooting, and he scores. The Badgers get a shorthander and take the lead. Stick handling shot, he scores. Wow, what a shot. Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
We understand how special this place is.
We are America's college hockey capital. Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, making life better by protecting your dreams. Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. And by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Hockey fans from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey, the series finale tonight between the Badgers and the Minnesota State Mavericks. Michael Tackett, our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. I'm Brian Posick, along with former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin, who's been thinking about this matchup since he woke up this morning. Following last night's 1-1 overtime tie, the Badgers rallied in the third to force the extra session on freshman Oliver Tolk's first career goal. Badgers won an exhibition shootout thanks to Bruno Ejon in the fourth round. But why couldn't you get last night's game and tonight's game out of your mind, Ian?
It's weird because, you know, you looked at it and I started thinking about the fact that the Badgers were playing basically 10 newcomers. Mm-hmm. Mankato's playing about, what, 15, 16, right, whatever the case may be. And they've just had three or four games underneath each other's. Each other has three or four games underneath their belt. And I just kept thinking to myself, if I was Luke Strand or if I was Mike Hastings, did I have any questions answered last night in the game? The 1-1 tie, we both screwed up on the power play. We both screwed up on this. We both screwed up on that. We both did good on this. We both did good on that. What's going to happen tonight? So, you know, and I just don't know how either team is going to make adjustments. I know what Hastings is going to be talking about is blue line turnovers and maybe quicker shots on the power play. I have no idea what Luke's going to go. They played a pretty solid game top to bottom.
So I tell you, the best players on the ice were the goaltenders, Daniel Hauser for Wisconsin and Alex Tracy for Minnesota State.
It's a really nice feeling when you're a coach and you can wake up and go, well, at least I've got strong goaltending. I can rely on that. All those other idiots can screw up in front of him, but he's going to save our bacon. So that's a good situation.
Yeah, it certainly happened last night. Tracy with 29 saves in the 1-1 draw. Hauser made 21. Hauser's off to an excellent start in his UW career. A 2-0-1 record, a goals against under one, a save percentage of almost 960. Wisconsin and Minnesota State. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back from the Rail Transport broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on!
And save! Badgers win the shootout!
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Ad Council.
Here at the Kohl Center in Madison, series finale tonight between Wisconsin and Minnesota State. Badgers battled back last night and forged a 1-1 overtime tie, then won an exhibition shootout. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us right now. Only the third regular season game of the year. Big Ten season starts in a couple of weeks. Actually, to get some work in overtime and in a shootout, hopefully pays dividends for you down the road as the season moves along.
Yeah, it wasn't a perfect picture last night by any means. I thought our best period was probably our second period. The other positive was is it's the first time we've gone behind this year in a game, and the guys stuck with it. And it wasn't a Mona Lisa, but it was a way to get it back to even and give us an opportunity to get into the shootout. Overtime, a couple of positives, and then we had a couple of extended shifts, so we learned a little bit there. But I thought Hauser played very well, as their guy did, Tracy, and it was a little bit of a chess match. Now, tonight, we need to go out and assert ourselves like I thought we did in the second period more often.
Yeah. In the second period, you were getting up and down the ice. You're putting the puck behind him and going to get it, too. That's really the MO. They can cut off your transition game, and that's not the way you want to play. You want to get up and turn and go, right?
Yeah, we weren't quite quick enough from the offensive zone, and relief would get to the neutral zone. We weren't getting back to a puck quick enough. And so we addressed that, talked about it. We're our best version of ourselves when we are playing fast, and the only way you could do that is with short support. So you're going to have to get back to the puck, and hopefully we can then turn around and get into the zone with possession.
One goal you did score last night, Oliver Tulk, a face-off win. Jack Phelan fires it. Tassi and Tulk both get their stick on it, and Oliver gets his first of the year. It's funny, Tassi celebrated like he scored the goal, and Tulk was like, well, I don't want to take his joy away. It was one of the funniest things you'll hear in a post-game press conference. But that's, I mean, any given moment in a hockey game, it can change like that.
Yeah, and you know what? We've got a goal every night of trying to score at least one face-off goal, and I thought the guys did that execution. The defensemen were inverted, and you know, I thought Jack did a great job at delivering at the net. Tassi, one of his fortes, is taking away eyes, and he got a stick on it, and I can't believe Tulk got a stick on it after that before it went in the net, but it was a good thing to see.
Yeah, Oliver Tulk has been impressive so far. The freshman came from the Western League and the Calgary Hitmen. He put up a ton of points up there. You know, he's a playmaker, but he can shoot the puck too.
That's, you know what, trying to get him to do that a little more often, just because he's got a heavy shot. I think his last 2 years, the year before he got here, he had 40 in the Western League. He had 37 last year. And I'm just trying to get him to be a little bit more of a shoot-first guy. And I, as you can see, he, when he is that, things open up for him.
When you go 15 for 15 in face-off circles, I've never seen anything like that before. How was he able to accomplish that last night?
You know what? He's a guy that gets down and gets a low center of gravity, and he wins face-offs different ways. You can look at the 15, and I think three of them he was on his knees making sure that puck found a way to get back to the guys in the red and white. And so, you know, that's something I'm sure they'll talk about that, and they'll be harder on him. But he's a guy that has been good on the dish before he got here, and he's been doing a very good job for us.
All right. The Badgers in Minnesota State. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/CoversZamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Folks, the clock is ticking. Are you ready to get in the game? While your neighbors are stuck on the bench with a leaky shed, Cleary Building Corp is out here throwing down monster dunks in custom buildings. Whether you need a sports facility, storage for all your gear, or just a winning space to hang out, Cleary's dream team designs and builds it like the pros they are. Get in the game with Cleary Building Corp. Call today and let's build a winner.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
The Badgers and Mavericks again here tonight. Face-off coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so. We were talking about Oliver Tulk in our first segment with Coach Mike Hastings, and Oliver's moved up on the line chart and will now center Quinn Finley and Christian Fitzgerald. We saw Gavin Morrissey, Finley, and Fitzgerald work together a lot this year to start, even in preseason practice, but Tulk gets a move up there, and that changes the dynamic of that line and the second line, where Gavin now will center Simon Tassi and Ryan Botterill.
Yeah, it does. When you go out and you struggle a little bit offensively, especially at this time of the year, you know, you make some adjustments. And I look at this, I think both are distributors. I think Tulk's feeling a little bit. I thought off that line of 19, 7, and 13, I thought Fitzy had a really solid night. And so we need to find a way to score some 5-on-5 goals, and so we're going with a few different combinations tonight.
Yeah. You know, it's only game 4 of a long hockey season. You'd like every game to be perfect. Hockey is never a perfect game. There are going to be mistakes, but you can learn lessons from each. And you don't know what lesson you're going to learn tonight, do you?
No, and you know what? You learn from last night. Like, they sit back a little bit, and they like to sit in that 1-2-2 in the neutral zone, and hopefully you'll turn it over. And so for us, we've got to try and play quicker and be a little bit more connected from our zone through the neutral zone and then into their zone, so that we're not chasing the puck all night. And so that's what we talked about. I think we'll have better support through the middle of the rink and hopefully some cleaner entries.
All right. That's head coach Mike Hastings. Wisconsin and Minnesota State on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Council.
Back here at the Kohl's Center, Badgers and Minnesota State coming up in just a bit. We saw it last night, Ian, Wisconsin's offense really couldn't get going. Mike Hastings described that a little bit during the pregame show. As a head coach, when the game is going on, you know, you try to make adjustments and converse with your players and, hey, let's try this or what have you. But Minnesota was clogging up the neutral zone so much, makes it awfully difficult to really get your run game going.
Well, the part that amazed me is that how much time Minnesota State actually burns off the clock by letting one-on-one battles against the boards, all the rest of that kind of stuff. You get into a situation where Badgers are winning the battle against the boards, but you're right, they just clog up the middle so much that you get into a situation where it's taking time off the clock, you've got nobody to pass it to. So if you do take a shot, it's from an obtuse angle, it's quite a distance from away, and you know that they've got five guys standing right out in front, and you just get in a situation where it's like, oh my God, are we ever going to be able to penetrate this five-man box that Mankato State has put before us? And to be honest with you, they didn't do a very good job of it. And when they tried to go from the boards to the point, that's when they turned over the puck way too many times. Happens.
Oh, it certainly happens. In Minnesota State, that's exactly what they're trying to do, force you into a mistake, right?
Two guys that are on the bench there are the most disciplined players I've ever been involved with. They played their position to a T. Very seldom did they get out of control. Did they ever go try and do things that they knew that they couldn't do? So you get into a situation where, you know, with Luke Strand in particular, he's coached the same way for the last 25 years. And you just get in a situation where, at least from my perspective, he was that way as a player. He doesn't know any different, but he's also had good success with the format and the formations that he has put on the ice.
All right. Hey, a quick personal note. Congratulations to Hannah and Rob. They've been engaged
They are engaged to get married. Congratulations, Hannah. Congratulations, Rob. The Badgers and the Mavericks will run down the line charts for you here. Coming up, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard Seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
The puck drops at the Kohl Center this month, Badger fans. Wisconsin men's hockey returns to the ice for the 2025-2026 season, geared with grit and hungry for glory. Coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are building on last year's success, and the time to secure your spot is now. Single game, mini pack, and group tickets are moving fast. Don't wait. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to lock in your seats today.
Well, that's where tonight in college hockey we see third-ranked Michigan State at top-ranked Boston University. Spartans up 3-1. Charlie Stramel scored the first goal for MSU. Fourth-ranked Michigan up 2-1 on Robert Morris. That's nearing the end of the first period. Notre Dame a 1-0 lead on St. Lawrence, going for a sweep. The Wolverines the same against Robert Morris. Ohio State trailing at UConn 1-0 in the first period of play. A big one tonight in Grand Forks as Minnesota takes on North Dakota. Penn State and Long Island underway in State College. No score there. Here it's Wisconsin and Minnesota State. The Badgers are 2-0-1 this season following last night's 1-1 overtime tie. The Mavericks are 1-1-1. We look at the UW Health Injury Report brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Wisconsin junior defenseman Zach Scholes out of the lineup with a lower body injury. Sophomore forward Adam Pietola recovering from an upper body injury. Hoping to get Scholes back in time for the Big Ten season, which starts in a couple of weeks here in Madison against Minnesota. Pietola could be another few weeks out. Healthy scratches tonight. The sophomore defenseman Weston Knox and senior forward Tyson Dick, who played pretty well last night as the extra skater.
Yeah, I was surprised when I looked and did not see his name on the lineup, because he made some pretty big plays when the Badgers needed them last night. It's kind of, they were kind of slumping or whatever it is. He provided the energy. He made a couple big hits. He got into a situation where he made some good shots on net and went after his own rebound. I was impressed with the way he played last night, but Coach Hastings knows what he's got with Tyson Dick. He's trying to find out what he's going to get from other people, especially the new people who are coming in. And this early in the season, who can blame him?
Yeah, one of the new people, Finn Brank, freshman from Maple Grove, Minnesota, will be the extra skater for Mike Hastings tonight. We look at the quick trip lineup for the Wisconsin Badgers. In goal is Daniel Hauser. I mentioned he's been very good to start the season. He stopped 69 of 72 shots so far, 21 out of 22 in last night's overtime tie. Plus, he stopped all four shots he saw in the exhibition shootout. The defensive pairs, senior and team captain Ben Dexheimer with sophomore Jack Phelan, junior Joe Palatichuk and sophomore Logan Hensler, the first round draft choice, and the transfer from UMD Aiden Dubinsky paired with freshman Luke Osborne. As far as the Badgers forward lines,
Oliver Tulk will center the top line. The freshman from Gibson's, British Columbia, has a goal and 4 points so far in three games. You had a chance to talk with him quite a bit after the game last night. He's a very likable young man. And while he stands at 5'8", they list him at 174. He's kind of built like a bourbon barrel. He's just a big, thick kid.
He's thick. There's no question about it. And my first question to him, and I just wanted to make him feel at ease, was, where is Gibson's, British Columbia? And he goes, it's like a 40-minute ferry ride from Vancouver. And I was like, okay, well, that tells me nothing. There's like 900 towns that are 40-minute ferry rides from Vancouver. So I looked it up on the map this morning, but
figured it out.
Very polite and very impressed with what he's done here in his first four games as a Badger.
Yeah, we'll see if the right-handed centerman can set up Quinn Finley, the left-handed left winger. The junior from Suamico has a goal and 2 points. You like that combination with a righty center feeding the left winger, Finley?
Yeah, I do, especially if they keep keep Oliver on the far right side, and he has the ability to make that cross ice pass, and there's nobody who can shoot it off the pass like our young man can from Suamico.
Right wing on the top line, Christian Fitzgerald. He had 4 goals in the regular season opening series at Lindenwood a couple of weeks ago. He had only 1 shot on goal last night. The second line will be centered by Gavin Morrissey, the sophomore from Rochester Hills, Michigan. 3 helpers in the Saturday win against Lindenwood a couple of weeks ago. Pretty quiet last night. On the left wing, it's Ryan Botterall, the sophomore from Portage La Prairie, Manitoba. And then senior Simon Tassie from Montreal. Tassie with a goal and 4 points. He had a helper on Tulk's goal last night. The third line, freshman Grady Deering in the middle with Blake Montgomery, another rookie on the left, and senior Jack Horbach on the right. The fourth line, another freshman centerman in Vasily Zilinov, the Russian native, with Bruno Ijan on the left, the freshman from Croatia, and senior Kyle Kukinen on the right. As for Minnesota State, in goal is Alex Tracy, the senior from Chicago. He's 1-1-1 this season at .229 goals against, a .917 save percentage. Starting defenseman, junior Evan Murr from Stillwater, Minnesota. He's got a goal in 3 games this season, playing in his 80th career game. And the left defenseman, sophomore from Green Bay, Jacob Conrad, a transfer from Lake Superior State. Top centerman is Luigi Benincasa. Benincasa scored the only goal for Minnesota State last night. He's playing in his 76th game after his 50th career point. Right winger is Tristan Lemire. He's out of Quebec, a Western Michigan transfer. And then Sawyer Scholl goes from the left winger on the fourth line to the left winger on the top line. The Medford, Wisconsin native has a goal in 3 games as part of Minnesota State. The Badgers and the Mavericks. Before we continue, we pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fans filing in, a rather light crowd last night. They announced 6,555. Badgers expect to have more in attendance here this evening. The students have filed in nicely as well. The Badgers and Minnesota State. We'll see if Wisconsin can get its first win on home ice here this evening. And the opening faceoff, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is coming up in just a few moments. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Snakes,
zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others. And now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes, 50-50s, and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Badgers take the lead! And a little backhand sauce to Morrissey's stick. And Shazam, he lights the lamp again. It's 4-0. Oh, a laser by Quinn Finley! Rebound there, they score! They score! They tie it up! Badgers score! Simon Tassie! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Coors Light, Wisconsin fans choose chill. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing